Do you want to listen to Adventist World Radio SID Media but struggle with data? Don't worry. Get yourself the Hope Channel Africa decoder and switch to the Radio Bouquet to listen to your favorite Christian radio station. Contact us on +27 73 470 3520 or visit www.sidmedia.org to place your order.
Welcome back to Mid-Morning Empowerment. The time is 10:31. It is time for us to get into our SOP, Steps to Christ, Chapter 12. We are looking at what to do with doubt. Like I have said before, I'm really, really, really interested in this topic for today because I'm one person who always have doubts when it comes to doing things. I could have an idea of something, but when it's time for me to do it, doubts kicks in, right? We will be talking to Pastor Francis Kawuta. He's on the line. Pastor, good morning.
Good morning, my sister, and greetings to my brethren, wherever they are listening us from.
How are you doing this morning, my pastor?
In Kenya, we are very great. We thank God for his kindness and the wisdom that has continued to give and trust.
Amen. Thank you so much, my pastor. Before we get into our conversation for today, can you pray for us?
Well, let us have a word of prayer. Our Father and our God in heaven, the giver of life, wisdom, and everything, Lord, we come before thy presence. We are weak, but we are very strong. We come before thee, Lord, thanking you for many things that you have done and done. Thank you for our listeners. Thank you for our sister in the studios. May you bless us as we have this session, as we know and go about how to deal with doubts. You help us, Father, to grow stronger and stronger in faith. Honor and glory be unto you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we do pray and believe.
Amen. Thank you so much, my Amen. Thank you so much, my pastor, for that. Let's get into our conversation today. To our listeners at home, we are looking at chapter 12 on Steps to Christ, what to do with doubt. We are talking to Pastor Francis Kawuta. In Steps to Christ, chapter 12, what to do with doubt, we are faced with a powerful reminder that doubt is something every believer will encounter at some point. It is not a question of it, but when and how we navigate it, right? And doubt about faith, God's promises, and our faith spiritual journey can cause us to question everything we know. Yet doubt doesn't have to be a destructive force. Instead, it can be an opportunity for deeper reflection and stronger faith. Let us explore how we can handle doubt in a way that draws us closer to God. So, my pastor, recognizing doubt as a natural part of faith, doubt is often seen as a weakness, but it's impossible to understand that it's a normal aspect of a human experience. Faith isn't about having all answers. It's about it's about trusting God even when we don't. So, Mfundisi, can you take us through our topic for today?
Thanks a lot, my sister and our listeners. Today we are handling a very critical topic, what to do with doubt, which is also a topic that is, or a title that is written exhaustively by our dear prophet in the spirit of prophecy, and that is Ellen G. White. In her book, which is one of the most beloved of our books, Steps to Christ, chapter number 12, speaks about what to do with doubt. And this chapter always addresses a critical part of Christian experience. That is a very critical part of someone who's growing in faith. And that is dealing with doubts about God, about Bible, and also Christian faith. So when you talk about doubt, it is not just doubting anything or maybe doubting other aspects of life, but specifically doubts that come with issues to do with God and the Bible and the Christian faith.
Right.
And we need to know that very first, number one, is that doubt is a common experience. Doubt is part, Ellen White actually acknowledges that many sincere believers face doubts. This is not necessarily a sign of lack of faith. Having doubts does not mean that you do not have faith, but it is part of a growing experience.
Right.
When you have doubts, it shows that you are growing in faith. But we need to be careful because Ellen White warns that sometimes when we dwell so much on doubts, it can be spiritually dangerous. So that is why basically we have this topic to go about or maybe to look at it critically and see how we can go about doubts.
Right.
It is very important for us to know that, my sister, even in the Bible, there are people who had doubts, but it did not mean that they did not have faith. So anytime you have doubts, do not feel as a Christian that like maybe you don't have faith in God, or maybe you feel like God has left you, or maybe you think that your answers cannot, or maybe what you as in your answers, although you may not have a full comprehension of everything, but that does not mean that maybe you cannot understand, or maybe basically you are out of faith, you do not believe in God. There are people who expressed some doubt, because basically we said that doubt is not the enemy of faith. So when you have doubt, it is not. Doesn't mean that doubt is the enemy of faith, or maybe you do not have faith. So doubt is a common part of the Christian walk. And the most important thing is to know how to undo it and how to overcome it.
Mm.
So we see people in the Bible like Thomas. Thomas, when Jesus resurrected and the others were worshiping him, from the book of Matthew 28, verse 17, Bible says, when they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. People like Thomas, they doubted, but it did not mean that they did not have expressed their faith in God.
Right.
We also see people like Elijah in despair, even after a very big victory, slaughtering prophets of Baal, and is now running away. And he's doubting, he's fearing for his dear life. So these things happen in a Christian life. But how do we go about it?
Right.
How do we handle doubts when they come in our lives? Because they will always be there in our Christian faith.
Right. Sorry to cut you. But we have a comment here that says, it's normal to have doubts. Faith often grows through questioning. How true is that?
Well, sure, faith grows through questioning. You see, as human beings with finite minds, we do not understand everything.
Right.
And our Christian faith is about growing daily in Christ. We do not understand everything. We do not even understand everything about God. We do not understand everything about faith. And so sometimes we are faced by even bigger challenges.
Right.
You remember the Bible speaks about this person in the book of Mark, chapter number 9, I think verses 24, a person who brought his son to the disciples.
Right.
And they could not be able to heal the son from the demon which had possessed him. And he brings to Jesus and says, I brought my son to the disciples and they could not do what? Heal him. So there are some challenges which are also very bigger, which may also pose doubt in our faith. If really we are Christian, why are we not enabled to this? Why are we not in a position to overcome this? So those are some of the doubts. And you remember Jesus when he was casting out the demon. He asked the parents, do you believe? And then he says, yes, I believe, but heal my unbelief, heal my doubts. So doubts will come because our Christian life is a life of daily growth in Christ. And sometimes in the life of Christianity, we face challenges which are sometimes bigger than our faith. There are things that we do not fully comprehend.
Mm.
But basically, So that we may remain in the topic on how to handle faith, doubt, sorry, we need to understand the causes of doubt. What causes doubt in the Christian faith? And what did Helen White say probably from that chapter 12 of what causes doubts? Some doubts arise from misunderstanding the scriptures. When sometimes we do not understand, or maybe we do not believe the word of God fully, or we do not understand it, we may experience some doubts. When sometimes we also look at the suffering in the world, we look at how people are suffering and like we feel like, or maybe how the world is, and then like, how do we really, is God still on our part, or maybe is he with us? So sometimes there are, also we may experience doubts through what we call skeptical influences. People who are skeptical about God, they may talk about God, and they make us doubt his promises, his word. Like when people talk about Jesus' second coming, someone will say, you see, Jesus has delayed so much. Will he really come? This, we have been hearing this since childhood. But you see, those things can make Christian experience faith about God. So many times when people who are skeptical, they lead us astray. They make us not to believe the word of God. Sometimes people, actually Ellen White emphasizes that God has given us sufficient evidence to believe. We have a lot of evidence in the Bible, but he does not remove the possibility of doubt because he values faith. So when we have faith in God, God does not remove what? The possibility of doubt. So as a Christian, you may believe in God, but there are instances, there are circumstances. And when you see things happening beyond your understanding and comprehension, just like the time of Job. Job is a very righteous man, he's a very faithful man, but a lot of things happen in his life which he could not understand. And at some point, it's like he is having doubt in God, questioning God about so many things. But at the end of the day, Job realizes the righteousness and the justice of God. So faith is essential. Faith is not a blind belief. You don't, because you have a faith, it does not mean that you are blind. That you, I don't know, are you getting that point there?
Yes.
Faith is not a blind belief, but it is a trust based on evidence. So when we have faith, we it's like faith, it should be based on evidence. So, but there are sometimes we are called to believe without reason. Faith basically is based on evidence, but trust. God calls us to trust some things even without evidence.
Right.
Yes. So when we trust without even evidence, or maybe to believe without reason, that is when we exercise now our faith in God, that we acknowledge that there are things that are beyond our understanding.
Right.
That we know because God has said it, we may not understand it right now. We may not understand how some things happens. We may even may not understand even like things like sin. How did sin, if you tell anybody to explain how sin came to the on earth and how it came from nowhere, from a holy place, you may not understand, but because we read from the Bible and we know there is sin and we see its consequences, we just believe. So, but someone may doubt, maybe the atheist, why do they have doubt about the Bible? It's because for them, they do not find the logical explanation of sin. There are people who do not find the logical explanation of things like resurrection. How can someone die? But because we believe, so that is where we have faith. But that does not leave doubt that, although we believe there may be people, maybe it may be us Christians, who have doubt in some things of God or Bible or faith, but also we are living in a community where people have doubt him, as in have so many doubts about things of God. So also, this is a topic that establishes us also, because we are going to find so many people, skeptics, people who question the authority of the Bible. How do we help them? Because when you talk about doubt, it's not even about the Christian themselves.
Right.
Because we're also a community where people doubt about many things about God. People talk about sin, resurrection, so many things. But we need to understand that does not mean there's no faith in God. That does not mean when we face doubts in life, doubts about Christianity, doubts about even our own lives, it does not mean that our faith in God has maybe evaporated, or maybe we do not have sufficient faith in God. So basically, that is what I wanted to exercise on the issue of dealing with doubt. We need to know that true faith rests on God's promises and character. We believe in God because of his promises. Even if they are going to tarry, even if they are going to take time, but we know because God has promised his, and we know his character, that God does not lie. Look at someone like Abraham.
Right.
God promises him that one time he will have a child. But within that period of waiting and having faith, Abraham develops even some doubts. Even Sarah, she makes a suggestion that Abraham takes the maid to have a child with her. But still, Abraham's faith was still intact. He still believed that God will fulfill his promise. So we are trying to say that doubt is part of our Christian faith. When we face doubts about life, when we feel like God is not fulfilling his promises, when we feel like God is not doing enough to us, that should not make us abandon our faith in God. That should not make us abandon going to church. That does not make us to abandon praying. Hey. That does not make us to abandon reading the word of God. Because these are just doubts, but they are not the reality of what God is able to do. They are just obstacles. They do not prevent God from fulfilling his purpose. Just like Elijah, he is running away from his life. He is having doubts, but these doubts are just a part of his Christian faith and experience, but they do not affect God's ultimate plan. So our faith should be fully hungered on God, or in God and his word. So whatever happens here in between should not distract us from believing in the living word of God. But just look at a time in the book of Luke, I think 8:22, Bible, Jesus tells the disciples, let us cross over to the other part of the lake. So they were traveling in the Lake of Galilee. They are sailing through. But in between, Jesus sleeps. There is a tempest, and the disciples are worried. The disciples started doubting, yet Jesus had told them, we are going to the other side. So the word of Jesus was that we are crossing over. We are not going to perish where? In the sea. So that is what was in the mind of Jesus. That was what was the plan of Jesus. It was this, regardless of what will happen, that our journey will be from one side to the other. But now when the tempest comes, the disciples are very worried. They think that we are perishing. And they awoke Jesus. And Jesus, looking at the situation, he calls the tempest to come. And he asked them, where is your faith? Because the faith that Jesus wanted the disciples to have is the faith of moving from point A to crossing to the other side of the lake. So doubts will always arise in the Christian faith, but they have no, they do not hinder, maybe they do not interfere with the faith that we have in God, with the promises of God, because faith basically is, Bible says faith comes from hearing and hearing the word of God. Faith is what God wants to do and what he has promised and what his word says. Things may here in between, there might be doubts, there may be fear, but ultimately they do not affect the original plan of God. So as Christians, what we need to understand is that doubts will always be there. Doubts are natural. They are part of the Christian life. But the faith that we have in God is bigger than the doubts that we express in God. So we should not We should not run away from Christianity because there are some doubts. We should not run away from Bible, from Christ, from following God, because there are things that probably we may not understand. We may not understand everything, but we believe in God who knows everything. And there are things we may not do, even if we do not understand, but we know God will do something, even if we don't know how he will do it. Look at even Moses. Moses picks the children of Israel, and he leaves the land of the slavery in Egypt. But he did not even know that God will one day open the sea. God did not tell him, when you reach there, it will open. Actually, the sea was opened. The Red Sea was opened when Moses was right at the seashore. So when we have faith in God, but there are people who are undoubted, like that Christian experience, when people saw Pharaoh is pursuing them, and before them there's a Red Sea, people doubted and they were complaining to Moses. But Moses believed in God that, for us, we don't care about what is happening. We know God is going to save us. We know it's God who told us to leave the land of bondage to Canaan. So whatever happens here in between, he will take good care of it. And that is basically how to deal with doubts. That when God promises to walk us in the journey of faith, when he promises to save us, there are things, there are challenges that may come along the way that may challenge us. But you remember, God has a plan for us. God wants to deliver us into his kingdom. So if there are things that may happen, we may not understand them, or even we may not know how to deal with them, but we can have faith in him. And Ellen White says that the first thing to deal with faith in that book, it is just to know that light that we have, that small light that we have, which God has revealed, that truth, it should help us be hungered on faith. We may not have a lot of knowledge, or maybe a lot of, maybe we have knowledge of the Bible that gives us a bigger perspective of our faith, but that is little light that we know. That those few verses that we know that have helped us believe in him, we can trust that he will, that faith is enough to make us conquer the challenges that come on our way. So Ellen White says, those who walk in the light, they will receive more light. And those who reject light on delayed decision making often sink deeper into darkness and confusion. So the most important thing is act on the faith that you have. If even if you don't know anything and you have learned about Sabbath keeping, just keep that Sabbath. There may be other things that you may not even know, but as you continue sticking to that one faith you know, that on every Sabbath you wake up to go to church, many other light you will be given. There will be preachings, there will be teachings of the Bible, and your understanding will grow from a bigger perspective, from one level to another. So basically what is important in the way of dealing with doubts, it is to stick to that small light that you have. You may not know everything about the Bible. That is why we have the Sabbath commandment, the Ten Commandments, telling us just keep the Sabbath holy. Why are we keeping Sabbath holy? It is because when we come to the Sabbath, we continue receiving more light, more understanding, more knowledge about the Bible, about Christianity, and about the things of God. And with time, we will have conquered all the doubts. We will have known that God is bigger than our doubts, our challenges that we face, and they do not affect the plan of God, the ultimate plan of God. You may go to school today as I finish. You may not even know how you are going to make it. Maybe you are coming from a poor family without no school fees. But because God has taken you there, he is going to see you through. That is the bigger picture. There may be doubts, but God has a plan that you will start and finish. And there may be so many doubts here in between. How am I going to make it? But through God's provisions and through God's power and strength, at the end of the day, you'll see yourself graduating. Yet you started without nothing, because the plan that God has for us are bigger than the doubts that we experience. And doubts will always be there. They do not mean that you don't have faith. They do not mean that you don't trust in God. There are sometimes you even feel there are feelings also, because doubts are also feelings. Sometimes you feel like you are very down, like you are not even doing well in your Christian life, like you have even sinned against God, and you feel like, you see, that's the time to know that those feelings and those attitudes should not draw you away from Christ. You need to know they are part of life, they are part of Christian experience, and what you need to do is to grow more and more in faith.
Wow. Powerful one, yes. My pastor. Rather than running from doubt, we can use it as an opportunity to search for a deeper understanding of God's words, character, sure. and promises. Engaging in prayer, Bible studies, and conversation with fellow believers helps us to strengthen our faith. What a powerful, powerful conversation, my pastor. Before I let you go, can you close with a word of prayer?
Let us have a word of prayer. Our Father and our God in heaven, we thank you so much for calling us to this marvelous and great light, the light of knowing you, knowing your word, and knowing the things that, Father, you have prepared for us. In our Christian life, Father, we experience doubts. We sometimes get worried. When you spoke to your disciples before you departed, in the book of John 14, you told them, do not let your hearts be worried. Trust in me and trust in my Father. Lord, we want to trust in you. There are so many worries that come on our way to discourage us and to put us away from the path of righteousness. But we pray, Lord, that you may strengthen us, that you will use those experiences to draw us closer to you. Whoever, Father, and your children, because they have to face doubts in their life. In their lives, Father, guide them and build them as they go about their Christian journey and as they contemplate meeting you when you shall return with the host of heavenly angels. Father, thank you for assisting the studios and thank you for the great work that they are doing. Continue to guide them and to protect them and to give them more wisdom and understanding of your word, so that Father may continue to proclaim this message to this perishing world. Thank you for this. Now, like you until Thursday, glory and honor be unto you. In the name of Jesus, we do pray and believe.
Amen and amen. Thank you so, so much, my pastor. Until next time.
Thanks. God bless you so much.
Amen. To our listeners at home, that was Pastor, Pastor Francis Cook. Kawuta talking to us about steps to Christ, chapter 12. We were looking at the topic that says what to do with doubt.
You are tuned in to Mid Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media. Yeah.